My guess is you came today in that moment we were just starting to have of wanting to connect with God and His love. I bet there was some desire in you for that, right? God, I wish I could have more connection, a better relationship with God. And maybe when you hear that idea of relationship with God, you think, I don't even know where to begin. Or maybe you've heard that so many times, you don't know how that could ever be fresh for you. And Jesus is going to very clearly give us just, here's one way to get closer to God. It's just a simple thing, but I feel like that's pretty awesome to have, like, here's just some instructions from Jesus himself on how to have a more intimate relationship with God. So that's what we're going to look at today. Before we get there, though, Jesus is going to be talking about a particular word that normally has a negative connotation for us. But he's going to be using it positively, okay? So he says, or he's going to talk about this word secret. And normally we think about secret, we think about people covering something up, keeping something hidden that they shouldn't. Think about excluding people. But there are secrets that are positive for relationships. Maybe right away you think, like, what does that even mean? Let me tell you a little story just from this last week. So last week, Coach Bob got to preach, but I was out in Yosemite National Park because a friend of mine was getting married. And so just right about this time, a little bit earlier in the morning last Sunday, I had a chance to be out by this river. That's my white knee and untan and my sandal there. So I'm sitting on the edge of this river, and I had this incredible encounter with God that really lifted me up. But as I was walking back from having that encounter, I ran into a friend of mine from college, Jordan, who I was sleeping in a tent with that weekend, and I didn't tell him the details. And by the time I was on the plane ride home late Sunday night, I knew I'm not going to tell anybody about the details of that time except for Chrissy, except for my wife. Because it was one of those things that, like, I tell you guys all sorts of stuff, stories about me throwing up on dates and stuff. I mean, we get into embarrassing things in some of these sermons. But I knew, like, this is one that just, it's too fragile to expose to a bunch of people. Like, it kind of falls apart. And maybe you guys have had things like that. You're like, I can tell one other person about this, but most people, it won't really work. It's like this, a delicate flower that if you pass it around the whole room, it's like it gets messed up along the way. And sometimes, yeah, if you share something, you're like, I shouldn't have shared it that broadly. And what that winds up doing for Christy and I is there's a connection there, a relationship that's built out of we can share those kind of intimate things with each other. And this isn't about being married, because you can have the same sort of connection with a friend or with a sister or with a parent. But this idea of, like, only you and I can share this. That's a pretty special thing. When you have those things, it bonds you with that person. And what Jesus is going to be unlocking to us today is how to have that sort of a thing with God, which is pretty spectacular, right? So let's look at it quickly here in verse 1. It says, be careful, Jesus is talking here, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you'll have no reward from your Father in heaven. What is he talking about here? He explains a little more in verse 2. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward in full. What he's saying here, this literally would happen in Jesus' days. People would hire some trumpeteers and say, I'm about to give a bunch of money to the poor. How about you blow these trumpets first so everyone will look over here before I do it? And that sounds pretty ridiculous. I mean, Mia's like laughing at whoever did that. Like, I can't believe people used to do that. We kind of feel above that, right? Like, oh man, what a messed up person just to do it to look good. But the reality is, even though we maybe don't hire people with trumpets, if you pay attention to yourself, these little comments slip out of your mouth to brag on yourself. And if you don't notice how often you do it, just try to go some time without doing it. And then you'll find, like, I can't believe that slipped out of my mouth. I can't believe I couldn't get through lunch without saying how I helped that guy on the side of the road. I just couldn't get through it. I just couldn't not brag on what I did. And it's because a lot of us are after the approval of the people around us. And Jesus is saying, if that's what you're after, then like that's what you'll get. And that's kind of an interesting principle in general, right? I think a lot of times Jesus' response to us is, this is what you are after, so that's all you get. You weren't after something really great. You were after something petty and short-lived. When I think about after something petty and short-lived, I think about myself as a kid. My mom worked for this place called the Rainbow Center. I think it still exists in Blue Springs. And they help kids who struggle with different disabilities or different things. And so these kids, and my mom worked with them, they would do this fundraiser every year of like a firework tent. And it was to raise money to help these kids out. And I helped them almost every summer, but there was a reason that I helped them. So I helped them, I handed out flyers, I stood at the grocery store for hours on end saying flyers for fireworks until like I couldn't say any of those syllables anymore, like blah, 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 it would like hardly come out. Over hours and hours and hours, huge stacks of purple paper that I'd hand out. And it was because they paid you $10 in fireworks for every hour that you handed out flyers, So I went and bought a bunch of fireworks every year by handing out those flyers for the Rainbow Center. I was in it for the fireworks, and that's what I got. It was fireworks, right? And it was good. That was all I wanted, and that's all I got. And when God looks at that, he doesn't see it as anything other than that. God's not patting me on the back, thank you so much for helping those poor children. It's just you were wanted to get fireworks, and that's what you got, Jake. And that's it. And for many of us, though, that's what we're in it for. We do finally do something nice for someone else, something that doesn't look selfish, but we do it just to get something that we're going to burn up in like a few seconds. Because whatever little respect or little like bump you get, like it doesn't last any longer than I used to light those black cats in my hand and throw them in the lake, throw them in the water. And I mean, like that's how long like the little like burst of self-esteem lasts from like showing off to other people. It's not that you get punished, it's just that's all you get and realize it. Like it's a little flash. So there's a better way when you're helping the poor. Here's what Jesus says in verse 3. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. It's kind of a hyperbole here, but he's saying do it in secret. If you're going to hand somebody, if you meet a homeless guy this afternoon and maybe you've thought ahead and you've got some socks that are clean and new and you're like, hey man, here's some socks because I think that might be something you want. He says, don't even let your left hand know that your right hand has socks in it. Like, do it in total secrecy. Why? Why does he say that? Because most of us think, when we read verse 1 and 2, oh yeah, I just need to not do it to show off. It's okay that 50 people know that I just went out and did this nice thing, but I didn't blow a trumpet. I didn't say how cool I was. It's okay. What Jesus is saying is like, I created you, and I know you. And if it's not 100% in secret, then it's going to mess with your heart. If you want it to be something special between me and you, it's got to be totally in secret. Here's what he says in verse 4. If we do it totally in secret, if we help somebody who's poor, and when it says needy here or poor, you might think of a homeless person or something like that right away. Think about there's some area in your life that you have more than you need. And there's somebody that you will probably run into even later today that has less than they need in that area. So that's what it gets at. Helping the needy very much could be a physical thing, but not necessarily. So verse 4, so that your giving may be in secret, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. There's that word that we started with, secret. God's saying that if Paige leaves church today and goes and helps some person who's at the store and is confused and can't really figure out what they're doing, and she like helps them go through the register and get it all figured out, if nobody else knows about it, and if Paige doesn't brag about it to anybody, God's saying that's going to be a special secret just between me and her. And I don't know if we quite grasp kind of what that means. I had to ask Chrissy's permission to tell you guys this analogy, but it fit so well for me. So this little journal thing here, Christy and I have written in it a bunch. And if I flip to the very first one, it says November 20th, 2011. And it talks about, I'm sitting in my car right before I proposed to Chrissy. And I'm talking about all the things going through my head right then. And so I gave this to her with the idea of then the next entry is like a week later she wrote in it. And then it's this back and forth of us each writing in it. And the way we treat this thing is like it normally sits on a shelf. And sometimes, to be honest, it sits on the shelf for months. But when I can tell when it moves, then I know, oh, it moved. Like, it's going to appear somewhere now. So, like, right before I went out of town this last week, went to Yosemite, I wrote in it and left it on her bed before I left town so she would come into contact with it while I was gone. And so it's this back and forth between us. And when I asked Chrissy before I brought it, it's like, do you mind if I bring this notebook and show it? And she's like, it's fine if you bring it, but I know how you just leave stuff all over the stage. And she's like, you are not going to leave that on the stage. So I'm going to put my Bible on it right now. But because no one else has ever read any of that besides the two of us. And it's not for that. It's just for the two of us. And so whenever I see that notebook, it always super excites me when I see that it's moved. Because it's something special just for me. What God is offering us through this is you can write in your own notebook for God when you help somebody in need. Because Jesus views every single person as his little brother, as his kid. And so when you help them out in their time of need, it's like a favor for him. And if you don't brag to anyone, because imagine if I'm like, oh, I'm going to write in this again, but I'm going to read it to all of you guys and show how romantic I am, and then hand it to Chrissy and expect you guys to be clapping or something. Like, I don't think Chrissy's going to be impressed with that at all, right? And God feels the same way when you help somebody, but it's to impress someone else. So the challenge this week is super simple, is do something for someone else and don't let anyone else know about it. Make it a secret between you and God, because God is constantly leaving you blue notebooks all over the place. He's constantly doing things that only you could really tell. They're little special things that are just for you that if you tried to explain it, like, it wouldn't even make sense to someone else. He's doing it for you all the time, but now he's shown you today how can you do it for him. Do something special for somebody else and keep it 100% secret. We're going to have some people down front. There's lots of things you may want to pray about. But the decision in this last 5 minutes of our service is we're going to sing a song. Daniel and the team is coming up. We're just going to do one song today. The decision for you is like, do I want that sort of close relationship with God? Because if you do, we just have to obey this thing that Jesus said. Do something good for somebody else and don't let anyone know about it. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you pursue us, that you chase after us. And Jesus, we want to have an intimate connection with you. Things just between you and each one of us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.